Come on now.
I'm getting embarrassed.
If you want to find out what I've done with my coffee, what would you ask me?
Have you finished?
Or have I finished, or have I done what with it?
Have you drunk your coffee?
If someone sits down at the table with you and he just sits there and sort of fumbles and doesn't do anything, you say to him, "What? Don't just sit there. Just go ahead and..." Well, let's say his plate is empty.
Refill your plate, or have some more. Make yourself at home. What would I say?
Help
I would say, "What's wrong? Help yourself."
And if his plate was full and you hadn't given him anything, you'd say, "I see that you have. You've already
partaken of this, or
helped yourself.
You've already helped yourself to this."
On this one, I'm just after the pronunciation of "help."
Oh.
Somebody's there.
He's real shy, you know.
That's why I told him not to tell you.
Well, he didn't tell me anything.
I started to read the article in the Columna magazine. I have to talk in that magazine, you know. There's an article about your project and then Dr. And I have that issue that I've signed, and so I'll let her read that now.
Sure.
I'll let her read it later, see what she's been through.
Yeah. If you had, let's say, a box of candy, and you've eaten it, and Lester comes in and says, "Is there any more candy?" You'd say, "No,
it's all gone."
And in your garden, you grow not flowers, but
vegetables.
Let's say you had a garden last year. Then last year you did what with your vegetables?
Canned them.
Well,
you mean, or
you put in the seeds and then they
grew.
And you didn't harvest them until they were
ready to be harvested.
This means that they were full.
Fully grown. Developed.
If you were talking about a party, you'd say everybody was having a good time. They were standing around the piano and cracking jokes, and people were just
visiting, relaxing,
visiting and
talking
and
singing
and. Somebody would tell a joke, and then there
laughing.
Would be...
Laughing.
You didn't know how kooky this was, did you? God, you just suspected. If you make up your mind that you're not going to do something, and someone tries to push you into it, finally, in desperation, you might say, there's no need for you to try that, because I've made up my mind, and I simply...
I'm not going to.
You're not going to do it, and this means that you
refuse.
You won't do it.
I won't do it.
If you think something should be a certain way, and it's a different way,